Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
What would you do in this scenario? So when we had gone to go see the Savannah Bananas at Angel Stadium, the woman next to me was like messing with the woman in front of her, but it was because the woman in front of her's hair was all over her legs.
Oh, yucky.
Yeah. You know, like, you're a little close, and we were up a little bit higher. We were up in the 400s, and, you know, there's not a lot of leg room. And this woman in front of her had really, really long hair, and it was a little breezy, and her hair kept hitting the woman next to me's legs. And so a couple times she had kind of, like, moved her hair, you know. It was just so weird. She finally leaned over, and she was like, excuse me, you know, your hair keeps touching me. Would you mind just like brushing it to the side? And the woman kind of like looked annoyed and she was like, yeah, okay. Definitely did not do anything about it. But I was like, thank God it was her seat and my seat because I don't know what I would have done.
I thought that was very polite for that person to ask because one, it's bothering them. But two, you know how baseball stadium seats work? They're kind of, you know, stacked up on
each
other.
They're tiered, yeah.
So say if you were sitting in front of me, your hair would be by my feet. And I could easily, if I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom, step on it, your head would pull back. So I think that was very courteous to say, could you please move your hair? Not only for you, but for me too. Now, if it were me in that situation, I might spread my legs open a little bit. I'm not going to touch the hair. I don't know if I could say, excuse me, can you move your hair? I'm just not that kind of person. I will make my life difficult instead of just trying to ask for something from you.
And I think it also depends on, like, what's the status of the hair? Is your hair a little greasy? Because then I'm probably going to be more likely to be like, can you get your nasty hair off of me?
Or if you just washed it and it smells good, I might lean in a little bit, take a whiff.
Why are you sniffing the person in front of you?
Come here, Pantene Pro V, come here.
You're such a creeper, Anthony.
I wouldn't really do that, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just so passive-aggressive. Like, I feel like I would, like, move my legs more than normal so that it would, like, touch her hair and she would get the hint, like, move it. It's bothering me.
But what if she gets upset with you? She turns around. She's like, can you please stop that?
I'll be like, then move your hair. At that point, I think I would say something. I don't know. Oh. What would you do in this scenario? You're sitting in this baseball seat. The woman in front of you's hair is all over your legs. Do you say something? Do you do something?
You should have just worn pants. You wouldn't have felt it.
Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. Well, I.E. woke up choosing violence this morning.
We've got to be better than this, people.
This took a turn. So when I went to go see the Savannah Bananas at Angel Stadium, we were up in the 400s. And you know how the seats are tiered? Well, I feel like once you get higher, they're tiered a little more awkwardly. So the row in front of us, it was like their head was like shin level. So the lady next to me, the woman in front of her, follow my flow chart here, her hair was like blowing all over the place. She had long hair and it was bugging the woman next to me. So at one point she leaned over and like tapped her on the shoulder and was like, excuse me, like your hair keeps touching me. And the woman seemed a little annoyed that she like told her that. But I'm like, judging by this scenario and the response we've got, that was like best case scenario.
I mean, how else do you want it to be brought up? If I'm there watching the game and it's bothering me, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, 714 says maybe you just hand her a hair tie.
That very generous?
A subtle little way. I'm too passive aggressive. I feel like I'd probably just like sit there or maybe like purposely touch her hair so that maybe she would know it's touching me.
Ew, you're going to touch a random person's hair?
Not with my hand, with like my foot.
Use your cotton candy stick?
Back it up. Jenny in Redlands, what would you do?
Oh, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Just let it touch you the whole night?
No, probably not, especially if I'm drinking my beer and eating my hot dog. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, like accidentally put some mustard in her hair, be like, sorry.
Yeah, that'd be kind of bad.
I just said I'm passive aggressive, and here I am starting fights, putting mustard in people's hair.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Travis in Menifee, what would you do if the woman in front of you's hair was touching your legs at a baseball game?
For the whole game or something, or a couple hours, I probably would end up saying something. Like, excuse me, like, your hair's been touching me for a long time.
I think that's smart because, yeah, if you're sitting there, it's the first inning, it's touching you, you're like, okay, let's maybe she'll get up, maybe she'll kind of move, but I think once you get to like the sixth or seventh, it's still there.
If we're stretching and your hair is still touching me, there's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And is that it? Is it like a one-time thing? You let it go, but if it's going all game, do you finally say something? You don't say anything at all, huh?
I don't know if I would. Now, if it were like if Reese was sitting next to me and she was like, Daddy, your hair, I'm going to say something instantly.
If it's your kid, yeah.
Move your hair. But I could deal with it.
951, here's what I'm talking about. People waking up angry this morning and said, I would have put gum in her hair. Or maybe even spilled a little soda so that she got the hint.
Okay, but why are we going to go that route? She didn't do anything to you. Her hair just happens to be in the vicinity of where you're sitting. So why are we going to ruin her day because of that?
I don't know, but we ruined the 5-6 Tuesdays that says, thanks, guys. You creep me out. I'm going on a baseball trip in August, and I'm hoping this doesn't happen to me.
You know what you need to do? Buy like 9 seats around you so you just have your own little circle of no hair and nobody else in your area.
Bring a bubble.
This text from the 626 says, I would tap her on the shoulder and say, excuse me, I just saw a bug or spider in your hair. Now, here's the thing. Now she's going to get up and start whipping it around. It's not only touching her legs, it's touching everyone else.
The woman that you were talking about has really long hair if it's touching everybody.
Really? It's like Rapunzel up in here.
Ooh, going to be a big night tonight when Shohei is going to make his pitching debut for the Dodgers tonight.
You excited?
I am excited. I'm definitely going to be watching that on the phone because we have a baseball game of our own tonight. But if you are heading out to that game, before you pack everything in your clear purse, make sure you take a hair tie because this could lead to a big fight. People are aggressive this morning.
Apparently, you don't really want someone else's hair touching you while you're at a baseball game.
Well, yeah, not apparently. I mean, do you want somebody's hair touching you?
In an ideal world, no. But okay. I get it. Things happen. If somebody in front of me has the whole frizzy, just like big hair in front of me and it's happening to touch me. I don't know. Is it that big of a deal where I'm going to say something to her?
So I witnessed this at the Savannah Bananas. The lady next to me, the woman in front of her's hair kept touching her. She finally leaned over, tapped her on the shoulder and told her like, hey, your hair keeps touching me. And the way it was, like her hair was shin level and the woman had shorts on. So I'm sure like she felt it. It was kind of gross. So what's the right way to approach somebody, or do you?
I'll tell you what's not the right way. All the people chiming in saying that they would mess with this lady's hair, like this text message from the 951 saying, well, maybe she might get a little nacho cheese or mustard in her hair. Don't put food in it.
What about the 714 that says, maybe bring scissors?
Which, one, you can't bring scissors to a baseball game. Absolutely a weapon.
Definitely not at Dodger Stadium either. Tammy in San Bernardino, you want to weigh in on this?
I have very long hair, like super long hair. And I wear my hair in a ponytail when I go out when it's windy. But even at that, with long hair and it's windy, your hair just still flaps around.
Do you take into consideration when you go to like a baseball game or something, do you wrap your hair up in a bun or do you just let it fly free?
No, I would not let it fly free because I can't even stand my own hair hitting me, much less my hair hitting somebody else. It bothers me that anyone's hair touches me, especially mine. I wrap my hair up in a bun when it's windy.
And let's say you don't have it up in a bun, you're somewhere, it's touching somebody else. How would you want that to be brought up to your attention if somebody wants it moved?
I would want someone to tell me, you know, excuse me, but your hair keeps hitting me. I would respect that because I feel the same way. I would actually wrap it up in a bun.
Yeah, much better than somebody dropping their gum in your hair just because it touched them.
Yeah, because that would be a whole different problem.
Yeah, now we're starting fights, and we have the long-haired ladies weighing in, defending themselves this morning. Like the 714 says, I have knee-length hair, and I've had for a very long time. If I go anywhere, sometimes my hair will blow around. You will not imagine the places my hair has blown, like into people's armpits.
Okay, that's yucky.
Right? Makes me want to cut my hair right now. So I always appreciate when people tell me my hair is in their way. The lady at the game sounds like she was just rude.
Look, I'm team long-haired ladies on this one, okay? If you're sitting there and their hair is touching you, just politely tell them to move it. Do not do anything physical to their hair.
I think we should play a song so everybody just calms down this morning over this long-haired lady. Can't we all just get along?
I'm enraged.
Listen to Kenny Chesney preach.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.